Meseches Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, until Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Hidlo Oleho es a Geffen. If he draped over the Sechach a vine still attached to the ground, ve'es hadela'as, or a gourd which is still attached to the ground. This is also a plant with lots of branches which can stretch a large way. Ve'es hakisoim, some sort of ivy. All of these things, as long as they are attached to the ground, they are invalid for Sechach. So if somebody draped that over the Sechach, such that there is more of the ivy or the other plants which are attached to the ground, there's more than that, then there is Sechach. Or if it was the other way around, if he first draped these over the roof of the Sukkah, and then with Sikh al-Gaba, he placed Sechach over the ivy or over the grapevine or the gourd, in any of these cases, Pesula, this is an invalid Sukkah, since the majority of the Sechach over here is invalid. However, if the amount of Sechach was more than the amount of the invalid Sechach still attached to the ground, and the Gemara explains, at least according to the way that many understand, that not only does the Sechach have to be the majority, but you also have to mix it in together with the ivy and whatever plant may be still attached to the ground. If you mix it all together, then we apply the rule of Bittul Barov, where something is nullified in the majority, and the majority Sechach nullifies the ivy or the vine, or whatever plant there may be, and we view it all as the Sechach. So that is one way that the Sukkah could still be valid. Or if he cuts off the ivy or the vine or the gourd from the ground, once it is cut off the ground, it is now valid to be used as Sechach. So in that case, Kesheira, it would also be valid. Now the truth is, there is a rule when it comes to making a Sukkah. The Torah says, Chag HaSukkah is Ta'aseh. You should make the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And we learn from there that when you make a Sukkah, it has to be Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. You have to actually make the Sukkah. You have to be the one who places the Sechach down for the sake of the Sukkah. And it cannot be that it is already automatically made as a Sukkah. Now, according to that rule, if there was ivy, let's say, draped over the Sechach, and there was more ivy than the Sechach, so it was invalid. And so you've got the walls, and you've got all of the Sechach and the ivy placed above the walls, and it's considered an invalid Sukkah. By cutting the ivy from the ground, you didn't actually change anything on the Sukkah itself, which means that it's true that the ivy is now considered to be valid Sechach, but you're stuck with the problem of Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. That from the moment the Sechach was valid, everything was in place already. You didn't actually change around anything on the Sukkah to make the Sukkah. And so the only way it would be valid in this case is if after you cut the ivy from the ground, then you lift it up and put it back down onto the Sechach, onto the roof of the Sukkah, only then is it considered to be that you are actually making the Sukkah. Alright, ends off the Mishnah with an important rule. Zaklol, this is the rule. What can be used for Sechach? And the following is learnt from Pesukim. Kol shu mekabel tumah, anything which can receive tumah, it can become tomei, even if right now it's not actually tomei, but the point is it can become tomei, and that really includes most things which have been made into real utensils. It's not in the state that it was when it was picked from the ground, or if it's something which ve'en gedolim min ha'aretz, if it's something which didn't even grow from the ground at all, then ein mesaklim bo, you cannot use that as sechach. Only something which cannot become tomei. The gedolim min ha'aretz, and it did grow from the ground, masaklim bo, you can use that as sechach. And as we said, that is learnt from Pesukim.